Precious name. 我们一同来赞美你，奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。
The brothers have fellowshiped together and have determined that the theme going forward for the next season is the love of God.
弟兄们在一起寻求之后，决定我们在下一个段时间里，我们信息的主题是爱。
We have been sharing as the Lord gave the help to the various brothers on Thy Kingdom Come.
主帮助好多的弟兄们来分享你的国要来到这个主权信息分享。
So now in this season, we have felt that the Lord wants us to emphasize and consider this matter of the love of God.
但是在这段的时间里，我们觉得神特别想强调，让我们注意关于神的爱。
The verse that comes to my mind as we think about this theme is Jeremiah 31, verse 3.
那个道道海中的经节就是在耶利米书31章第三节。
It says, Jehovah appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with my mercy.
这里讲到，古时耶和华向以色列显现，说：“我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。”
Jeremiah, in this passage, Jeremiah 31, verse 3.
是在耶利米书31章第三节。
Mentions two things that God has done in His love.
在这里提到两件事情是神在他爱当中所做的。
He has loved us with an everlasting love.
他以永远的爱爱你。
Now when did that start?
那个爱什么时候开始的呢？
You can't calculate that.
大家计算不出来的。
But it's something for us to meditate about. How much and how long the Lord has thought about
it. 但是这个值得我们在这默想。神有花了多少的时间，从多久开始就来思想我们。
You know, when David talks about the love of God, sometimes he uses this phrase, You have thought of me.
我们知道当大卫讲论神的爱的时候，有的时候他用这样的一句话，就是你曾思念了我。
How many are your thoughts regarding me?
你的意念向我是何其的多。
That's a wonderful thought that how God loves us. He thinks about us a lot.
这就是神如何的爱我们，他很多的他向我们的意念所发的意念何其的多。
From everlasting, he's been thinking about us.
从永远开始，他就在思想我们。
And therefore, and then it says, therefore I have drawn you with my mercies.
所以这里讲到说，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Because he loves us, he has drawn us.
因为他爱我们，所以他吸引我们。
We all realize we never could have understood God nor be drawn to God unless he drew us to him.
我们意识到我们永远不会向着神奔跑，除非说他来吸引我们。
And so we know God's love for us as he sent the Lord Jesus to show and to draw us to himself.
所以当神差派了主耶稣到我们这里来，他向我们显现，也来吸引我们。
Now I'm happy that we're taking this theme up for a season.
我很高兴我们在这下面这一段的季度时间里，我们可以有这样的一个主题。
I know we might be tempted to think, oh well, this is kindergarten stuff, the love of God.
有的时候我们觉得好像这是幼稚园所要学的功课，讲到神的爱。
We sing about it all the time.
我们常常唱诗歌。
Our children upstairs learn Jesus loves me, this I know, is maybe their first song.
我们楼上的儿童们，他们可能第一首所学会的歌就是耶稣爱我。
But as the hymn writer says, if you explored the whole ocean and you had a quill and you wrote all the examples of God's love, you couldn't possibly exhaust the manifestation of the love of God.
但是就像我们诗歌的作者刚才我们所唱到的，哪怕以海洋为墨水，我们穷尽我们的笔墨，也不能够描述尽神对我们的爱。
Love manifests itself in many ways.
爱有很多方面的彰显。
On one side of the spectrum, even as we shared at Harvey Cedars, love is expressed by joy.
在一方面，就像我们在哈维西达特会里所分享的， 爱就通过这种喜乐表达了出来。
But love is not only joy. You move to the other side of the spectrum and you see that love is a willingness to suffer.
但是爱并不是只是讲到喜乐，我们换到爱的另一个边，另一个角度，我们看见在爱当中一个人愿意受苦。
As the Bible says, love suffers long.
因为圣经告诉我们说爱就是长久忍耐。
This morning, I would just like to share some thoughts about this love of God from the Gospel of John.
今天早晨我就想来分享从约翰福音里面分享神的爱。
And my hope is that all of us could be filled with the love of God.
我盼望我们每一个人都能被神的爱所充满。
You know, just 2 days ago, I was listening to a tape of a teaching that our brother Christian Chen gave.
两天之前我有在听一个磁带是陈锡珍弟兄他的讲道。
Now let me ask you a question. I'm interested. How many of you have just come to fellowship among us in the last 5 or 6 years? Would you raise your hand?
我想问问大家，在我们当中有谁是过去五六年以内来到我们当中跟我们一同来聚会的？大家可以举下手告诉我们一下。
Only 5 or 6 years ago, as since then you've come.
就是过去的五六年里面。
So some of you don't know our brother Christian.
所以可能有一些人不认识我们陈锡珍弟兄。
I was thinking about him the other day because as he was teaching on this particular message, he would cry intermittently.
有一天我记得我们弟兄在分享这个主题的时候，他会间断的会流泪哭泣。
Now, those of you who have known our brother Christian over many years, he's now passed on to glory.
如果你知道陈锡珍弟兄，他现在已经被主接到荣耀里去了。
We know that he was a wonderful teacher of the Bible.
我们知道他是圣经非常好的一个教师。
As a matter of fact, if I had to point to somebody I felt confident truly loved the Word of God, I would say our brother Christian.
如果我可以比较有确信的讲到一个人，他真的是爱神的话，我就可以说我们陈弟兄就是。
He would study the Word and he understood the mathematics of the Word.
他会研读圣经，甚至圣经里的数字、数学，他都研读。
He could put things together in the Bible that nobody else has ever put together.
他可以把圣经里面别人都想不到的地方联系在一起。
He could study the Bible upside down.
他可以把圣经倒过来读。
He had such a grasp of the Bible.
他对圣经有非常透彻的了解。
I remember he would speak at young people's conferences over the years.
我记得在过去的年间里他曾经对青年们讲道。
Most of the time, the young people had no idea what he was talking about.
很多时候年轻人都不明白他真的在讲什么。
But they could see that he loved the word of God.
但是他们能够看到弟兄的确爱神的话。
But you and I who know him even more,
我们这些更认识他的人
sometimes we could see how much he loved.
但是我们可以看到很多时候有些时候看到他多么的爱神。
And with all of his humanity and all of his shortcomings, perhaps, the one thing you could never contest is that our brother loved God.
虽然他也是人也有一些人的短处，但是有一件事情是不可否认的，我们的弟兄他爱神。
Now, in my personal opinion, since our dear brother has passed on,We've been lacking in this ministry on the love of God.
因为我们弟兄被主接去，我自己可以有这样的感触见证，就是在我们当中缺少了这种对神的爱的这种执事。
Because as our brother Christian would share, this love of God would ooze out.
因为当我们弟兄他分享的时候，他里面这种神的爱就会涌出来。
It's not that he always talked about it, it's just that somehow it always came out.
不是说他只是嘴上讲这个，他就从他里面生命里流出来了。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know the secret of his life.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道他生命的秘诀在哪里。
But I know that he had a deep experience of the love of God that changed his life.
但是我知道我们的弟兄他有一个深刻的对神的爱的经历，改变了他的生活生命。
You can imagine how intellectual our brother was in his early Christian days.
大家可以想象我们的弟兄在他青年做基督徒的时候，他是多么一个好像很有头脑有智慧的一个人。
But in the fullness of his time in ministry, you could sense the love pouring through this knowledge.
但是在他服事丰富的时候，高峰的时候，大家可以看见那个爱借着这些知识都流淌了出来。
Now for me, I'm happy that we're studying this theme because I feel we come short in this matter of the love of God.
我很高兴我们能够分享这个题目，因为我们觉得我们在对神的爱的这方面我们是有欠缺的。
And I am the most guilty of this lack of love.
我也是很愧疚缺少神的爱。
This morning as I walked to my car, I live in Manhattan, you know.
今天早晨我走到我的车的那里，我住在曼哈顿。
I walked past a synagogue.
我就走过一个犹太人的会堂。
And outside this synagogue this morning, they had a sukkah.
在今天早晨他们在会堂外面有一个。
You know what a sukkah is?
有一个棚搭的一个棚。大家知道住棚节是什么吗
?It's a tabernacle, a tent.
就是住棚节他们盖了一个。那个帐篷，是搭个帐篷。
Now probably you know this is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the great last day of the feast.
大家知道这是那一天，今天就是那宴席节日最大的一天，祝棚节最大的一天，最后一天。
Now I've never seen this tent outside the synagogue before.
我过去都没在这个会堂外面看见这个棚子。
But this is a very special day.
今天是很特别的一天。
They call it Simchat Torah.
它叫 Simchat Torah.
Simchat Torah.
Simchat Torah.
Which means the joy of the Word of God.
今天就是讲到神话语的喜乐。
Now the rabbis and the men gather together in that tent and they start speaking from memory the Word of God.
那些拉比和那些男士犹太人他们就在那个棚子里面然后他们讲论关于神的话背诵。
But they love the Torah so much that they have to start dancing. So they dance around while they're speaking the scriptures.
他们爱神的话陀拉那么样的爱他们讲述的时候就忍不住要跳起来。
Now they love the word so much that they even shout the scriptures.
他们这样喜悦神的话，他们甚至呼喊神的话。
And even as they're dancing, they cry because they love the Torah so much.
他们在那里跳舞的时候，同时他们也会流泪，因为他们是何等爱慕神的话。
And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful if we danced and shouted and cried for our love of God?
我是觉得，如果我们对神的爱我们也可以跳舞，也可以呼喊，也可以流泪，是何等的奇妙呢
？Now we know, according to John, in his first letter, that there are three stages of coming into the fullness of His love.
我们知道，在约翰一书里面讲到进入神丰富的爱里面有三个阶段。
John calls these stages the little children, the young men, and the fathers.
约翰就称为他们是小子们少年人们还有父老们。
Now, every Christian goes through these stages.
每一个基督徒都经历这三个阶段。
The first stage is my little children.
第一个阶段是小子啊。
If you'll remember what he says in the letter of 1 John, my little children know two things.
所以大家知道他在约翰一书里面讲到说小子们他们知道两件事情。
Now they're just new Christians.
他们是新的基督徒新信刚信徒。
But they know number one, sins have been forgiven.
他们知道第一点就是他们的罪得了赦免。
And also, they know the Father.
同时他们也认识父。
Now the Holy Spirit has placed that love in the little children.
圣灵把这个爱就放在了小子们的心里。
It says, when they were saved, the Spirit came in and bore witness to their spirit with saying, Abba,
他们得救的时候，圣灵进到他们心里面，在他们心里面向神，跟他们的心向神同作见证，呼求阿爸父。
So many young Christians know God the Father loves them, and they say Abba because the Spirit put this cry in our hearts.
很多的刚信主的基督徒都认识天父，因为圣灵在他们心里面把这个感动向天父来呼求阿爸父。
This is the most basic. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's something we know as a young little child.
这就是我们作为一个小孩子就知道说耶稣爱我，我知道这歌词。
But sometime, and I hope for all of us, we come through the second stage where we become young men spiritually.
我希望我们在座每一个人，我们都可以来到第二个阶段，我们成为少年人。在属灵上能够成长。
Now, in writing to the young men, John says they have two qualifications as well.
在给少年人的写信里面，他们说少年人有两个特性。
The first qualification of a young man is the word of God abides in them.
第一个少年人他们所有的就是神的话住在你们的里面。
Now we immediately think it means.We know the Bible, and the Bible abides in us.
有的时候我们马上会觉得我们认识圣经，圣经也住在我们里面存在。
Well, now this is very true.
这个是真实的。
But that's not really what John is saying.
但这并不是约翰在这里所讲的。
He says, when he's talking Word of God, Logos of God, he's talking about Jesus abides in us.
他这里讲到神的道 Logos。是讲到说耶稣在我们的里面。
Now this is a stage I fear many Christians have not yet experienced.
这是一个阶段我恐怕没有很多的基督徒都没有经历的。
They know the love of God as a historical experience. Jesus died for me on the cross, therefore I know he loves me.
他们认识神的爱，基督的爱是从历史所发生过的事情，因为耶稣为我死在十字架上，所以我知道神爱我。
But they have not experienced his love in them.
但他们没有经历神的爱在他们的里面。
There is something that happens in the surrender of a Christian where suddenly we realize, I am loved. I am my beloved's and he is mine.
在基督徒里面，有的时候因着我们的降服、我们的顺服，有一天我们意识到了说，我是属我良人，我良人属我，我们在他的爱里。
Now only the Holy Spirit can bring us into that revelation.
只有圣灵能把我们带进到这个启示当中。
That's why Paul prays that by the Spirit we may be strengthened in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith.
所以保罗就这样祷告说借着圣灵能够刚强我们的里面的人让基督可以住在我们心里面因着我们的信。
Now we all know that prayer of Paul's in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们都知道在以弗所书第三章保罗的祷告。
But what's the immediate next phrase after that? So that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That?
在那个之后马上讲到说基督可以在你们心里接着信住在你们心里面下一个经节是什么呢
In order that you being grounded in love
叫你们的爱心有根有基
Now that love will never let you go
那个爱永远不会放弃你
Now that's become your foundation this love
那个爱成为你心里的根基
And now out of your life comes love
现在就从你的生命当中能够涌出爱来。
If you teach the children,
你教导孩子
there's love there.
你就有爱。
If you correct your children, there's love there.
你更正你的儿童们他们也有爱。
When you pray, there's love there.
当你祷告有爱。
If you teach the word, there's love there.
当你教导神的话也有爱。
Now many times we become technical, we become dogma, but we don't share love.
有的时候我们太注重技术细节，有的时候我们好像有变成传统，变成教条，但是我们却没有爱。
And then, of course, the third stage is the stage of fathers.
第三个阶段就是做父老。
And John only defines them with one statement.
约翰在那里只用了一句话来描述他们。
How do you know those who have grown in love to become fathers?
你怎么知道那些在爱当中如何成长为父呢?
It's because they not only know God's love, but they know Him who is from the beginning.
因为他们不单知道神的爱，他们也知道从起初的那一位。
Somehow we realize we've been chosen since the foundation of the world, and this everlasting love we realize is ours with God.
不知道如何，我们就知道我们在创世以先就被神所拣选了。
And now there is no longer any fear, because perfect love has cast out all fear.
现在就不再有惧怕了，因为爱既完全，就把一切惧怕都除掉了。
Oh, how we need fathers.
我们如何需要父老?
They know that they know Him who is from the beginning.
他们知道，因为他们认识那从起初原有的。
Earthquakes may come, hurricanes may come, but they know the love of God.
虽然可能会有地震，虽然会有飓风，但是他们却认识神的爱。
And that's why I want to share, if I can, an overview of the Gospel of John this morning.
所以我今天早晨虽然我不太情愿这样讲，但是我想要分享整个的对于约翰福音的一个概况。
Now you know that the Gospel of John was written by who?
大家知道约翰福音是谁写的吗？
Not John.
不是约翰写的。
The disciple whom Jesus loved.
是那耶稣所爱的门徒写。
I caught you, did I?
我给你出的题抓到你了吧。
John, he was a father. He knew this love.
约翰是一个父老，他知道这个爱。
So when he wrote his letters, or when he wrote his gospel, or when he wrote Revelation, it was full of the love of God.
所以当他写他的书信的时候，写约翰福音，写启示录的时候，里面充满了神的爱。
All of you are scribes of the kingdom. You studied the gospel of John. You can even quote John 3:16.
我们都是神天国的文士，我们也查考约翰福音，我们都可以引用约翰福音3:16.
We are what they call Johannine scholars.
我们 Johannine?
Johannine means a scholar of John.
我们就是约翰福音的学者。
I studied in seminary, which I call cemetery.
我在神学院，我也说好像像墓地一样在那里来学。
I studied the Gospel of John under the famous professor Dr. Hall.
我在 Dr. Hall 这个教授的教导下来学习约翰福音。
Oh, I like that better, Dr. Hollow, yeah. Dr. Hall had on his name Johannine scholar.
他就成为这个约翰福音的学者。
He knew every word of the gospel in Greek.
他知道福音书里每一个希腊文的原文。
He knew all the doctrines.
他知道里面所有的教条。
He was teaching with us students.
他教了很多学生。
And then as he came to the resurrection,
然后当他讲到复活的时候，
he told us Jesus didn't really raise from the dead in his body, just in his spirit.
他跟我们讲耶稣并不是真的在身体当中复活了，他只是在灵里面复活了。
Suddenly, my respect for the Johannine scholar went down the toilet.
所以我对这个约翰福音学者的尊敬好像就被下水，就是被马桶的水冲走了。
How can you be a scholar of something you don't believe?
你如果不相信这个，你为什么成为这个的学者呢？
Oh, but we know something of the Gospel of John.
我们知道一些约翰福音的事。
So I just want to share some simple things.
我想分享一些简单的。
Did you know that he shares love in his gospel on 3 different levels?
大家知道在他福音书里他在分享爱的时候有三个层次吗？
Now I'm sure you know the first level.
你知道第一层次。
The gospel level.
就是在福音的层次。
He shares gospel love in the Gospel of John.
他在约翰福音里面分享了福音的爱。
How do we know that?
我们如何知道呢？
How about John 3:16?
是约翰福音3:16.
For God so loved the world.
就神爱世人。
Now think how much bigger God's love is than yours. Now he loves the world. That means those people that you don't like.
大家想一想，神的爱比你我的爱大了多少呢？大家想想，神爱世人，包括爱那些我们所不喜欢的人。
God loves everybody in this world.
神爱世界上每一个人。
God loves the terrorists in the Middle East.
神也爱中东那些恐怖分子。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
And the Lord wants us to get to that place where we love everyone around us.
神也希望我们到达那里，让我们也能够爱我们身边每一个人。
I've had the privilege of witnessing and evangelizing with some great evangelists and witnesses.
我也曾有机会与很好的传福音的人、做见证的人一起来服侍过。
My own father-in-law probably personally witnessed and brought to the Lord more than 1,000 people.
我的岳父他就个人做见证传福音，可能带超过1000个人信主。
But he was so full of the love of God that he never met anybody that he didn't love enough to share the gospel with.
他是充满了神的爱，他从来没有碰到任何一个人他能够不被神的爱所充满，不跟他传福音的。
Now, do we know the depth of evangelism?
我们是否知道传福音这样的深度呢？
I mean, this is pretty extreme, isn't it? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross.
这是何等的极端，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子死在十字架上。
I mean, the whole story of John, of how the word became flesh and dwelt among us makes no sense at all.
这个约翰福音的里面所讲的说道成了肉身，让人听起来是没有道理的。
Because God loves every man.
这个背后的原因就是神爱世人，每一个人。
It would just be foolishness unless that were true.
除非这是真的，否则这话是非常好像不太可能，不可能的。
But now let me challenge you as we look at the Gospel of John, because it's different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke, isn't it?
让我来挑战你，如果我们看约翰福音，它与马太、马可、路加福音是不一样的。
Now, there's many things that are different about the Gospel of John and the Synoptics.
约翰福音跟其他的这种五类福音都是不太一样的。
But here is one unique characteristic of the Gospel love.
但这里很特别的就讲到了这个爱的福音。
Have you ever noticed that John's Gospel preaches the Gospel by personally, Jesus personally talking to 14 different people, and they all become Christians.
大家知道吗？在约翰福音里传福音的时候，就讲到耶稣亲自的与14个人来谈论，然后让这14个人都信了主。
Now, whoever Jesus spoke to, every one of them began to follow Jesus. They got saved.
耶稣跟他讲话的这些人，他们都得救了，都跟随了耶稣。
Whether it was John the Baptist,
无论是施洗约翰
or Andrew,
或是安德烈
or Peter, or Philip,
彼得腓利
or Nicodemus,
尼哥底母
the Samaritan woman,
撒玛利亚妇人
the woman caught in adultery,
那个在行淫时被抓的妇人
the crippled man by the pool,
在水池边
the blind man,
的瘸子瞎眼的人
Mary and Martha,
玛利亚马大
doubting Thomas,
怀疑的多马
and what was his final interview?
最后一个是谁呢
Peter,
彼得
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
It's gospel love is shown in the gospel of John very personally. It's a personal one-on-one. Jesus comes, talks to that person, and next thing you know, they're following.
大家看见在约翰福音里面讲到这个神的爱是非常个人的爱。耶稣个人跟他们谈话，然后你知道下面就发生什么了吗？他们就来跟随了耶稣。
Now, John is trying to get us to understand his love, so he uses this different word, doesn't he? He uses logos.
约翰想让我们明白这一个，所以他用了不同的词汇，他用道这个词。
Logos is Greek, but it's part of God's love language.
这个 logos 就是道这个词是希腊的文，但是它是讲述神爱的。
Because it means in the gospel, Jesus speaks to everybody's need.
因为在福音里书里面就讲到说耶稣他说出话来就满足每个人的需要。
Somebody need the bread of life? I am the bread of life.
有的人需要生命的粮，我就是生命的粮。
Comes to a blind man and says, Do you need light? I of mine.
说遇到瞎眼的人，你需要看见吗？我就是生命的光。
There's somebody lost and need a shepherd. I am the good shepherd.
有的人失落了，需要好牧人，说我就是好牧人。
You see, in every way, he comes personally to somebody with a logos.
大家看到，在某些方面，他就个人的来到人的面前，成为道。
Now you know, the Jews, the Greek-speaking Jews, they were centered in Alexandria, Egypt, at the time of Jesus.
大家知道，在耶稣的时代，那些讲希腊文的犹太人，他们在埃及的亚历山大城。
And they translated the Hebrew Old Testament into Greek.
他们把希伯来文的旧约圣经翻译成希腊文。
And interestingly, many times when the word wisdom in the book of Proverbs was used,
很多时候箴言当中那个智慧这个词。
Rather than translated into the Greek Sophia, which is Greek for wisdom,
与其翻译成希腊文 Sophia, 就是讲到智慧的。
They translated the wisdom Logos.
他们把这个智慧翻译成 Logos, 道。
Now, I know this, you don't need to know this, but I'm sharing it anyway.
你不需要知道，但我也这样分享。
So they asked Philo, one of the chief rabbis among the Jews in Egypt, why do you say Logos?
所以他们问，就是在埃及一个这个一个文士，大的文士说，你为什么把它翻译成道呢
？Giving you a hard time.
It's okay.
and Philo says because logos is the long thought of God.
所以这个菲罗这个人呢，这个文士他就讲到说。因为道是神这种很长远的这种思想智慧。
What does he mean by that?
它是什么意思呢
？Wisdom is when God says something to you and it stays with you.
它的意思就是说，当神对你说话的时候，这个话就一直跟着你，存留在你的里面。
It's a long thought.
是非常长远的这种思想。
It takes you back further than you thought, and it takes you forward further than you thought. It's a long thought.
这非常长远的思想就带你回去到很久远的地方，也带你到前面很远的地方。它是神很长远的一个思想。
So logos is God's love language. A whole new vocabulary has to be written to describe the love of God.
因为这个。道就是神爱的话语，他们必须发明新的词汇，能够来表明这个神的爱的语言。
Twice in 1 John, his letter, he specifically says, God is love.
在约翰福音里面，他两次提到说神就是爱。
That's a long,
就是一个非常长远的。
It's not short. God is love. Oh, yeah, I know that.
不是说神的话，就是哦，我知道这个。
How many times have you heard God is love? Oh, yeah, yeah.
很多时候你说神的爱，哦，我知道，我知道。
It's love.
就是神的爱是非常长远的。
That's what the Gospel of John is trying to say.
就是约翰福音所要告诉我们的。
How can the disciple whom Jesus loved convey the length of that love?
这个耶稣所爱的门徒，他如何能够表达神的爱的长远呢
？So first he shares gospel love.
首先他分享福音的爱。
I hope all of you have met the gospel love of Jesus Christ.
我希望我们每一位人都够在遇到了福音里面耶稣的爱。
But of course, those of you who studied John know that there's a second level of love revealed as well.
如果你在研读约翰福音里面，你知道这里面还有第二层的爱启示了出来。
John wants to reveal Jesus' love for his church.
约翰想表明耶稣对教会的爱。
You know, by the end of the first century, when John was very old,
大家知道在第一世纪末了的时候，约翰已经年纪很大了。
Those early Christians were getting religious.
那些早期的圣徒们，他们变得基督徒变得好像很宗教化。
They were getting doctrinal.
他们有很多的教义。
Their church was becoming institutional.
他们的教会变成了一些的组织。
Their meetings began to have a system to them.
他们的聚会好像变成一些有系统的。
But the church was losing the I am in the middle of it.
但教会却失去了那位我是的在他们中间。
But what good is it to have meetings if the I am is missing?
如果我们有聚会，但是那位我是的却不在当中，有什么益处呢？
But the church was losing its first love.
但教会却失去了它起初的爱。
And so John gives us 14 logoses.
所以约翰就给了我们14个道。
That means 14 long discourses, almost a chapter long, talking to the church about being recovered back to Jesus.
所以约翰就给我们了14个这种神非常长远的道，告诉教会，要教会如何能够回到耶稣的面前。
It's the great tragedy of our modern day that so much of the church doesn't have I am in the middle.
这是我们现今社会非常可悲的一个现实，就是很多的教会当中他们没有我是的这一位。
And so, you know, the disciple whom Jesus loved shared 7 situations that could restore and recover the church to I am, first love.
所以约翰就给我们分享了有7个情形，就如何能够恢复到我们起初的爱，让那位我是在我们当中。
So he tells them the story about how Jesus fed the 5,000 and said, I am the bread of life.
他就告诉我们耶稣如何喂饱5,000人，告诉我们说他是生命的粮。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if the church come to the Lord's table, and the bread is stale. There's something lost.
因为教会如果来到主的桌子面前，却是这样的荒凉，这样的贫瘠，这是有些事情不对的。
If the breaking of bread is just a tradition, if it's just a remembrance, it's lost something.
如果我们的擘饼只是一个传统，那我们就失去了一些东西。
Jesus is the I am of the bread of life. He needs to come back into the table so that when we take it, we weep and we praise and we worship.
耶稣就是那位我是的，所以当我们当他在我们当中，当我们擘饼的时候，我们在那里流泪，我们在那里赞美，我们来到他的面前。
Or how about when the church gets so doctrinal, it gets so theological, it loses the light.
或者教会他们有太多的传统doctrine, 有太多的教义然后呢他们失去了那个生命。
You see, truth comes out of light. Light comes in. Ah, see.
大家知道真理是从光里面来的。
But then,
当那个有光的时候我们就看见。
But then we get all kinds of doctrines going.
但是我们就有那么多的好像从教义
I'm a Calvinist, I'm an Arminian, I believe in this, I believe in that.
我是这个主义那个主义的。
Sometimes we miss the light of the truth.
有的时候我们就忽视了那真理里面的光。
Just like the Jews, as Jesus said, you have a doctrine that kills because the new covenant of his life is not in the midst.
就像耶稣那些犹太人说你们有这样的传统，但是传统让你们死的，因为你们没有这个在新约里面的这个真理。
So John wants to reveal to you, Jesus is the door.
所以约翰就想启示给我们，耶稣是那门。
Sometimes salvation becomes a matter, well, you got to do this, you pray this, you do this. We get a doctrine of salvation and we miss the Savior. Some people have salvation, but they don't have the Savior.
有的时候我们好像就把这个得救也变成这样的一个好像教义一样，他们有做这些事情，做这些事情，他们好像有得救，但他们却没有救主。
Or the church, its leaders begin to fight one another, and they have ambitions, and they don't realize that the way of church leadership is the way of the cross. And so Jesus says, I am the good shepherd that lays down my life for the sheep.
所以有的时候教会的这些领袖们他们也忘掉了，因为他们就在里面有争竞，他们忘了耶稣来耶稣来是说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命，教会领袖们是舍己服侍
And then of course, by the end of John's life, the church had come into a terrible time of persecution, of suffering.
所以在约翰晚年的时候，教会也到了一个历史的时候，那里有很多的逼迫受苦。
And they became afraid and began to hide in a bondage to fear. And Jesus said, "No, no, no! I am the resurrection and the life. You need my resurrection to overcome."
所以他们在那时候也有一些很多的恐惧。那耶稣说：“不不，我是复活，生命在我，复活在我。然后你们不要恐惧。”
And then, just for one more example, John sees that the church is so, so busy, but they're not bearing fruit that lasts.
还有一个就是约翰看到了教会是这样的忙碌，然后他们却没有能够结下长久的果子。
God's people have been serving, just like the church of Ephesus in Revelation, but they've lost their rest.
神的百姓在那里服侍忙碌，就像在启示录以弗所的教会，但他们却失去了他们的安息。
John says, "I hope that you see." Jesus says, "I am the vine."
约翰就在那里说，我希望你们能看见，耶稣就是那位我是的，他就是那葡萄树。
And the church needs to be recovered so that it rests in Christ.
教会需要被恢复，这样教会能够安息在基督的里面。
Do you see those things?
大家看到这些了吗？
It's so easy for the church to get off the center.
让教会很容易的就偏离了中心。
Christ is the church.
基督就是教会。
And if he's not the center of the church, then the church is doing stuff.
如果教会的中心不是基督的话，教会只是那里在做事情。
But they're losing the most essential thing.
他们却缺少了最核心的东西。
Okay. Now there's a third level that the disciple whom Jesus loved wants to convey to us.
还有一个第三层的耶稣所爱的门徒想把这个神的爱向我们所表达出来。
And this is this. He's written the Gospel of John so that we could realize that Jesus came to this earth so that we could know God loves me.
他就是想要告诉我们，耶稣来到这个地上，所以我们能够知道神爱我。
If a Christian doubts that God loves them,
如果基督徒怀疑神爱他们，
If a Christian begins to think, "I haven't heard from God, I know I'm doing things wrong, I have to do better, I have to try harder, maybe God will love me."
如果基督徒讲说，哦，我还没有感觉到神的爱，我要做一些事情，我要再努力，可能这样的话，神才会爱我。
See, so many Christians say, "Oh, I know Jesus loved me because he died for me on the cross."
很多基督徒说，我知道耶稣爱我，因为我知道他为我死在十字架上。
But when you ask him, but yes, but have you experienced his love in your heart that changed and captured your life?
但是你问他，你有没有在心里经历他的爱，能够改变你，得着你的生命呢？
Is the love of God something you touch once in a while when we're singing hymns, or is it something you know every day when you wake up saying "Abba, Abba, Father"?
是哪有的时候我们在唱一些诗歌的时候，这个爱你感受到这个爱，还是当你每一天你醒来，你的心中都是这样的感受到神的爱，说阿爸阿爸父呢？
How many of God's little children?Know by faith in the word that God is love.
所以神很多的孩子小孩子孩子们都在神的话当中靠着信心知道神爱他。
But listen to this verse in 1 John chapter 4 verse 16.
但大家听一下约翰一书第四章十六节。
Now this verse are long words, so please listen.
这个里面的话就是那种神很长远的话，大家仔细听好。
John says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us."
约翰在这里写到，神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。
Now stop right there.
大家停在这里。
Now there's two things he says.
这有讲两件事。
And they work to develop to build each other.
这两方面都是彼此来帮助的。
You have come to believe.
你们也信了。
God's love for you.
神爱你。
But you have come to experience God's love for you.
你在这里也知道，也经历了神对你的爱。
This knowledge he's using here is epikinosko. It means experiential knowledge that God loves me.
这里所用的知道这个词是在经历当中，经历到知道神爱他。
So John says, we have come to know, but and we have come to believe God's love for us.
对，约翰在这里说，我们在经历当中知道了，我们心里也相信知道了，我们神是爱我们的。
Now can you say that?
你可以这样讲吗？
But you see, John was a father.
约翰是一个父老。
And he'd come to this.
他来到这里。
The deep word.
这里是很深刻的字眼。
So much of our doubts and fears are erased. When we come to this level of the fullness of God's love.
当我们来到这个神完全的爱的程度时候，我们心里很多的疑惑和恐惧都会被挪移。
So he goes on to say, God is love. No, that's law. God is love.
对，在这里他又讲了一个很长远的话语，就是神就是爱。
Wait a minute. He didn't say God is loving.
他没有说神是有爱的。
Is God loving?
神是不是有
爱？ Yeah, amen. Of course. God loves.
神爱。
It's not saying God is loving. It says God is love.
他不是在这里讲神是有爱
的，
讲神就是爱，这里面是有很大的区别。
You see, we know from the Bible that there are four things about God that are His isness, the deepest part of who He is.
我们知道在圣经里面有四个方面讲到神所是的，很深刻描述神的。
The Bible speaks of many of His various attributes.
圣经里讲到神很多的特性。
But at the center of God's being, as revealed in the scripture, there are four things that he is, not has, he is.
圣经所启示的有四件事讲到神就是是，不是说他所拥有的，而就他就是的特性。
One is,
第一个就是
God is love.
神就是爱。
I knew you'd guess that one.
大家知道这一个。
What's the next one?
下一个什么是什么？
God is false. God is light.
神就是光。
What else?
还有什么?
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
That's his isness.
这是神所是的。
Everything he does is right.
每件他所做的都是对的。
What's the fourth one?
第四个是什么?
God is, well, truth is part of light. God is, well, holy.
神是圣洁的。
Holy.
神是圣洁的。
God is these things. So that means, see, I is Dana.
我是 Dana.
So everything that comes out of me is a Dana.
从我出来都是 Dana.
This is Dana love, this is Dana talk, this is
Dana 的爱 ,Dana 的讲话。
Yeah, not much there.
没有太多的内容。
Now, so when God is love,
当讲到神就是爱,
I know that the devil has made you believe that there are some things God does to you that are not love.
我知道仇敌啊，他在你心里想要让你相信说有神做的一些事情不是爱你的。
You know, the devil, the Greek word for devil is diabolos.
啊，希腊文啊讲到仇敌啊魔鬼就是 diabolos.
He's the devil.
他就是那魔鬼。
But what does that mean?
那意思是什么呢?
He is the slanderer. That's what diabolos means in Greek. He slanders. He lies.
在希腊文里就是他那说谎的人，毁谤人的人。
And this, I bet there's a dozen Christians in here this morning who have believed that God doesn't love them right now because they're doing something wrong.
我相信在我们当中，至少有十几个基督徒今天早晨就相信说神不爱他们，是因为他们做了一些不好不对的事。
And because you believe that lie, you swallowed that pill from the devil, you're not joyful today.
因为你相信了这个谎言，你吃了仇敌给你这个药，所以你今天你就没有喜乐。
No, God is love.
但是神就是爱。
Everything he does to you and for you and in your circumstances is part of his love.
他为你所做的每一件事情，在你的环境当中都是因着爱。
And many of these things we don't understand, and they seem a mystery because they seem like they're anything but love. But God loves us.
有的时候这些好像我们看不明白，好像有个奥秘啊，但是呢，其实神就是爱。
With an everlasting love.
是以永远的爱。
So God, I pray during the season where we talk about the love of God that these things will become real to us and that the love of God will become long logos.
我希望就在我们思想这个 爱这个主题的时候，神就是爱的主题的时候，这些东西能够向我们彰显显明，我们能够明白神这个长远的这个爱神的道。
Now this third kind of love that God loves me is found in John chapter 13 through 17.
在第三个就讲到神爱我这个爱的时候，这三程度在约翰
福音
十三章到十七章。
You know those chapters in the Gospel of John.
大家知道这是约翰福音里面的章节。
These chapters are a secret only for Christians.
这些是一些奥秘的章节，只是为基督徒所预备的。
Now anybody can read those chapters, whether they're Christian or not, but they won't understand.
无论你是不是基督徒，你都可以读这些章节。但你如果不是基督徒的话，你读不明白。
Because in those chapters, the disciple whom Jesus loved is sharing the greatest secret of how we come into this fuller experience of the love of God.
因为这些章节当中，被耶稣所爱的这门徒跟我们分享，我们如何能够进入神这更丰盛、完全的爱当中。
Brothers and sisters, when you look around or you read famous biographies of great Christians,
弟兄姊妹们，当你读很多书籍，讲到很多很棒的基督徒啊，他们的传记的时候，
you will find that there's something in common.
你会发现他们有一个共同的特性。
All of them had a real experience where the love of God captured.
他们都有一个真实的经历，就是神的爱得着了他们。
It was no longer just something we say, oh, I know God loves me because he died for me. No, 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 there was something that changed their lives because they knew God loved me.
并不是他们说一些因为他们知道耶稣为我死所以我知道神的爱，而是说在一些他们经历了神的爱，这个爱改变了他们。
And so, let me take one final sweep before we finish this message. When we look at the Gospel of John, we need aHeavenly point of view to see something.
让我再讲一点，我们就来结束我们的信息。当我们来看约翰福音的时候，我们需要一个属天的视角，能够看见这里。
God came down from heaven.
神来到从天上。
In the language of logos.
用这个道这个形式。
And we beheld his glory.
然后我们看见了他的荣耀。
Now our brother began our time it's talking about this glory that the disciples saw for a moment.There on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们弟兄在早晨开始的时候讲述到在登山变相的时候他们的门徒看到了这个荣耀的一瞥。
Now John says, now we can't behold the glory of God. It's too much.
约翰讲到说我们不能够看见完全看见神的荣耀那个对我们忍受不了太大了。
So when Jesus came down in the flesh, God had to refract that glory into things that we could understand.
所以当耶稣道成了肉身来到世间的时候神必须要把这些荣耀好像收回一点隐藏一点然后能够通过我们能够明白的方式表达出来。
Now, I remember when I was in seventh grade.
我记得在我七年级的时候。
That was a long time ago.
很多年以前。
And in seventh grade, one day, my science teacher, Mr. Albert,
在七年级的时候有一天我们的科学老师 Albert
held up a clear piece of glass and he said this is a prism
他拿了一个玻璃棒告诉我们说这是一个三角棱锥
Now I didn't think this was very significant it's just a piece of glass
我不觉得这有什么特别这只是一个玻璃
But then he had a projector in the back room you know we used to show slides in those days that projector you know light
过去我们有那投影仪然后他们就到了房间你后面的投影仪那里。
And he said, okay, Joe, turn on the projector.
Joe 把那个投影仪打开。
And the beam of light hit that prism.
光就经过这个三棱柱。
And on the back wall, a rainbow of colors appeared.
然后就在后面的墙大家就看见了彩虹的样子。
From the ultraviolet blue all the way down to the infrared, all of that rainbow of colors.Was on the wall because of this prism.
从那个紫色一直到了红色都是因为这一个三棱锥把这个光显出来。
Now when Jesus came, we beheld his glory.
当耶稣来的时候我们见到了他的荣耀。
But his glory was refracted so that we could understand it and see it as a color.
它这个荣耀就被这种折射，让我们可以看见这个颜色。
And what two colors did we see?
我们看到哪个两个颜色呢?
I'm talking John chapter 1 verse 14. What's the two colors we saw?
第一章14节。
And as we looked at the prism of God's glory.
通过这三棱锥你看到了神的荣耀。
Grace,
grace
and
truth. 这是恩典和真理。
We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，啊，充充满满的有真有恩典有真理。
Now I can't understand glory.
我不能够明白荣耀。
I could understand grace.
但我知道恩典。
John could understand God's love.
约翰知道神的爱。
And God could understand the truth that was in Jesus.
我们也知道在基督里的真理。
And so God, by the word of God, keeps refracting another color of God of His glory, so that we could understand. Oh, now I see.
借着神的道，我们能够反射出他荣耀的一方面，我们能够看到一些。And
so the Gospel of John, right from the very beginning, in the beginning was the Word.
所以在约翰福音一开始就讲到太初有道。Oh,
this long word of glory is going to create on earth.
这是神非常长远的这种荣耀，然后他要在地上彰显出来。When
he comes to earth, he shows us grace and truth.
当他来到地上的时候，他把恩典和真理向我们启示。And
so through Jesus Christ, we experience the love of God.
所以借着耶稣基督，我们经历了神的爱。See
that? There I am, and Jesus comes by, and I could say, "Oh, God loves me."
当耶稣在那里在我身边走过的时候，我知道耶稣爱我。But
then Jesus comes by and touches me, and my blind eyes see.
Wow.
No, God loves me.
当耶稣在我身边走过的时候，触摸我的时候，我的瞎眼被打开，看见。现在我知道说神爱我。And
so you see, the story of the Gospel of John is Jesus coming by and capturing us by his love.
所以大家看在约翰福音里的故事，就是耶稣在我们身边走过，我们就被神的爱所得着了。Now,
the reason I'm saying this is because it's a completion of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
我这样讲，因为约翰福音是对马太、马可、路加福音的一个总结。Matthew,
Mark, and Luke emphasize, repent, believe, be faithful, deny yourself, seek first the kingdom, lay up stores in heaven.
马太、马可、路加福音里面强调的是你们要悔改，你们要接受、相信，你们要跟随，你们要背起自己的十字架，你们要在天上积存财宝。
Now, all those things are true.
对，都是真实的。
Yes, the gospel is true.
因为福音是真实的。
John's gospel comes from an eternal point of view to show the love of God captures you.
约翰福音是从永远开始让我们看见是神的爱得着了我们。
The love of God comes and captures you.
神的爱来到得着了我们。
Let me ask you a question. When you read the Gospel of John,
让我问你一个问题，你读约翰福音的时候，
Do you hear Jesus saying, repent?
你有没有听见耶稣跟你说你要悔改？
Well, it's not in there.
好像没有。
Do you hear him saying, pick up the cross?
你有没有听见说你要背起你的十字架？
Obey my word.
遵守我的吩咐。
Lay down your life.
舍弃你的生命。
No, that's not in the Gospel of John.
那都不在约翰福音里面。
Because the Gospel of John is giving us the other side of the story.
约翰福音给我们看见这故事的另一边。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke is talking about the faith and obedience of salvation.
马太、马可、路加福音讲到信心，讲到顺服，讲到得救。
The Gospel of John is talking about the everlasting love that came and captured you.
约翰福音讲到那永恒的爱来到地上，来得着了你。So,
what am I saying?
我在这里讲什么呢？
I'm saying that the Gospel of John says Jesus came down from heaven to earth and walked by everybody he walked by got captured by his love.
我讲到约翰福音里，耶稣从天上来到地上，他走过身边经历的每一个人都被他所得着。I
mean, how can you resist when the love of God touches you?
当神的爱触摸你的时候，你如何能拒绝呢？
Now there's JB.
I call it John the Baptist.
这里有约施洗约翰,
he's baptizing, he's preaching the kingdom.
他的受尽,
Jesus comes along.
耶稣到这边来,
he says, the dove, come and rest on Jesus.
他看到呢, 鸽子的圣灵仿佛鸽子落在他身上。
John the Baptist falls in love with Jesus.
施洗约翰就爱上了耶稣。
Now I'm the friend of the bridegroom.
我是新郎的同伴。
John was caught.
施洗约翰被得着。
Peter, Bishop.
彼得是渔夫。
Jesus says, your name is Peter. I'm going to call you Rocky.
你原来的名字叫西门, 我现在就管你叫彼得石头。
Peter's captured and falls.
所以彼得就被得着。
Nathaniel says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Jesus says, an Israelite, and whom is no guile? Nathaniel falls in love, falls.
拿撒勒说, 拿撒勒能有什么好东西出来呢? 耶稣说, 这里有一个真实的以色列人, 然后他就被, 主耶稣得着了。
Nicodemus says, I've got many questions. Jesus says, oh no, you need to be born again, and the Spirit is blowing on you now. Nicodemus can't believe it.
尼哥底母说, 我有很多问题, 但是主耶稣说, 你需要从圣灵得生, 然后催气在他身上, 尼哥底母也得救了。
The Samaritan woman says, who are you that I should give you a drink? Jesus says, I am the Messiah. Oh, she falls in love and falls in love.
所以那个, 撒玛利亚的妇人说, 你是谁, 我要给你水喝呢? 耶稣告诉, 我就是那弥赛亚, 然后他就也得救, 马上跟随了耶稣。
The lame man was at the pool 38 years, and Jesus says, do you want to be well?
在那池边, 摊了38年的那个摊子, 主耶稣问他, 你想要得医治吗?
Get up, take up your bed, go.
耶稣说, 起来, 背信的褥子走吧, 他就得救。
And what did he do?
那他们做什么呢?
He followed Jesus.
他们就跟随了耶稣。
Do you see a common theme here?
大家这里看到了一个重复的主题吗?
Everyone, so after he has the Lord's Supper, 5,000 people fed, then he preaches about you need to eat his bread, eat his flesh, drink his blood. Many people left. He says, how about you disciples? He says, we can't go anywhere, we're caught.
当主耶稣行完让五千人吃饱神迹的之后呢, 然后很多人听到主耶稣的话, 觉得甚是难懂, 要吃他的肉, 喝他的血, 就离开了。 主耶稣问门徒说, 你们也要离开吗? 他们说, 我要, 我们, 已经被你得着了, 我们哪里不去?
Boy, that took a long
time.
In John chapter 8, woman caught in adultery. Jesus says, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. She became a follower of Jesus.
所以约翰福音第八章有一个行淫的妇人行淫的时候被抓住 然后耶稣说我也不定你的罪 你去吧不要再犯罪 然后这个妇人也被主得着了
Chapter 9 The man born blind Jesus puts a mud in his eyes says go to the well He comes back not just seeing but as a follower of Jesus
有一个生来瞎眼的人 主耶稣放泥放在他的眼睛里之后 然后让他得以看见 然后回来之后
Even doubting Thomas said, I won't believe that Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus said, here I am. Here, put your hand in my side. He said, my Lord and my God.
And he followed Jesus.
And the Gospel of John comes to its conclusion by this.
对约翰福音的结束结论就在这里
I only ask you one thing, Peter
彼得我问你一句一件事
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Ask him a second time You love me
第二次问他你爱我吗?
I ask you a third time
第三次问他,
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
What's the most important thing in your Christian life?
在你基督徒的生命当中最重要的是什么呢?
Do you love me?
你是否爱我?
I know you still have many sins, many problems, many fears
你知道你有很多的罪, 有很多的恐惧
In the Gospel of John, the number one question is, do you love me?
在约翰福音当中, 第一个问题就是你爱我吗?
And in the Gospel of John, there's only one commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That's the one commandment.
在约翰福音里面, 只有给你们一个的, 一个唯一的一个命令, 就是你们要彼此相爱, 像我爱你们一样。
All of these people,
所有的这些人,
that Jesus met,
耶稣所遇见的,
they were captured.
他们都被耶稣所得着,
they were caught.
他们都被得着了,
they were kept.
他们被抓到了,
and nobody could take them out of the Father's hand.
Do you
see the love of God and salvation from the eternal point of view?
能够看见神从永远的爱和拯救吗?
I have loved you with an everlasting love.
我以永远的慈爱来爱你。
And at the right time, I came to your side and say, I love you.
在那对的时候，我来到你身边，
I died for you.
我爱你，为你而死。
You were saved.
你就得救了。
This is a wonderful gospel.
这是何等奇妙的福音。
So full of the love of God.
充满了神长远的爱。
One more scripture.
最后一个经节,
so in John chapter 17, when Jesus prays his prayer, it's all about loving the disciples.
约翰福音17章,
and loving God the Father.
主耶稣的祷告,
in John chapter 17, verse 12, he says this.
约翰福音17章,
as he prays to his Father,
12节,
while I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them have been lost. Except the son of perdition, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
When Jesus comes and loves you, you get sick.
当耶稣来到，他爱你的时候，你就得救了。
Jesus stays with you and loves you until you become a young man.
耶稣与你同在，他爱你，直到你成为一个少年人。
I know that Jesus lives inside me.
我知道耶稣住在我的里面。
There's nowhere I can go.
我没有其他地方可去。
And Jesus leads us into fatherhood.
耶稣就带领我们进入到父老。
And all kinds of problems and things can be thrown our way, but we know one thing.
我们面前会遇到很多的问题，但我们知道一件事。
We know the one who has been from the beginning. Is a lover of my soul.
我们知道那从起初的那一位, 他是爱我灵魂的那一位。
And so I pray that we could all commit to that.
我们祷告, 但愿我们都可以进到这样的爱当中。
We need an ever deeper experience into the love of God.
我们需要更多更深的经历, 进入到神, 认识到神的爱。
When that happens,
当它发生的时候,
it's no longer little children's love we sing about in the nursery. When we become fathers, when we become his bride, then he'll come back. We'll keep on loving. Lord, we come to you today. Lord, how you love us so. It's beyond description and time and space.
超过时间，超过我们的描述。
And we see just in the Gospel of John in a small way how when you come to somebody, you come to say.
当我们就在约翰福音看到，当你遇到某个人的时候，你就来告诉他们。
You come to place your life and love deep within us.
你就把你的爱、你的生命深深地放在我们的里面。
Until we're in the vast reality of the love of God touching everything. That happens in this world.
直到我们就经历到神那长阔高深的爱, 触摸在这世界上每一件的事情。
Oh Lord, we say we love you.
我们说我们爱你。
But we want to say the long, we love.
主我们也想说这长阔的爱, 我们何等的爱你。
Deepen this love, we pray.
主我们祷告, 但愿你加深这爱。
By your Holy Spirit's working in our lives. Oh, we thank you for this love. Make this a logos, a long thought in this season.
但愿这个季度, 这个道, 能够, 这个神长远的思想能够成形在我们的里面。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告, 奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。 能结束在这里吗? 能结束在这里吗?